Practica con estar. In this unit, we learned a new expression, hay, but it is used in different situations than está, a form of the verb estar. When we talk about location, we can formulate sentences with either one, but the most common place that this is used is with a question, asking where something is. ¿Dónde está? Let's take a little time to review the verb estar. Remember that it means to be, and it is used to express location. When we ask where something is, we normally use estar, not hay. Contrast the two examples. ¿Hay un baño aquí? This is a yes or no question. ¿Hay baños aquí? Sí, hay baños allá. Estar is used with donde, and it changes depending on if you're asking about something that is singular or plural. ¿Dónde está el baño? ¿Dónde están los baños? The accent on está is important. It changes the pronunciation. Notice that there is also the word está, and it sounds different than está. Está means this. We often use it in introductions. Esta es mi hermana Julia. As opposed to asking where she is, ¿dónde está tu hermana? Because asking where the washrooms are is a very important and common question when traveling, as a student who works hard and studies Spanish, you should sound much better than the majority of tourists who ask this question while traveling. Can you hear the difference between these two? ¿Dónde está el baño? ¿Dónde está el baño? Work on this a little bit for real life and for your speaking assignment at the end of this unit.